Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life you love. And as you become the writer of your own story in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take a leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. What's up, babies? I know we came back and then I just went on another little mini hiatus over the holiday weekend. I had already planned and anticipated that I would be working and that it would be crazy, but I worked way more than I expected to. So I was out there instead of 2 days, it was 3 days and it, or 4 days actually. Basically would come home long enough to take a quick nap, wake up, shower, go. So it was insane. This is obviously what day is it today? It's Wednesday. Happy hump day. It's Wednesday, but you guys are hearing me on Friday. So happy Friday. This is actually the first day like I felt alive. There's a lot of recovery because it was the people business, right? And talking to people and being on 10, 4 days in a row was a lot. It was a lot. So I took some much needed step back, little step back, some R&R, caught up on some housework. I'm still doing laundry. Like this is probably my fifth or sixth load today. So it's crazy. There's a lot of catch up when mommy's not here. So I just told my husband today, I was like, man, babe, I'm only scheduled 3 days to bartend in September. Should I stay with that? Or do you want me to, you know, try to pick up anything extra? How are we looking? How's everything feeling? He was like, nope, 3 days is plenty. So I think he's over the single dad status. Okay. So, but we're good. It's great. It was a blast. I had a blast. I love working out there in the mix. I love the pressure of all the people waiting and the fact that, you know, for that little bit of time when I can chat that, you know, I know that people leave feeling great after I've gotten to, you know, spend time with them and serve their dinner and make their drinks. And yeah, it's a great time, you guys. So you got to hear the podcast I did with my friend Hannah Lane yesterday. And it was in that transition period where Zoom, the third party I was using to pay for Zoom, has dissolved. And so I had a 40-minute timer, and the minute that went off, it just cut us off. And you guys, I don't edit my podcast. I don't even know how I would put two episodes together. So you guys literally got to hear the end of her story. I just want you to know that we're going to hook up in the next few days and we will we'll record part two. I think it's a great conversation. She's just like an incredible human with incredible energy. And there's a lot of her, you know, a lot about her that I've admired for a long time. So, you guys will get that. And then I'm not really sure what's going to be happening. I don't know. We're still kind of in the groove. My son actually chose his freshman year to be in public school. So I'm very excited for him. But that did shift my schedule just a little bit. I'm not used to an alarm for one. Okay. Because homeschooling, you have a lot of freedom. Well, now I have to be up by, you know, an even earlier time if I'm going to wake up and try to do anything for myself and my mental health before the day gets going, if that makes any sense. But I just thought we'd do a quick episode today because I'm sure you guys all had a long weekend last weekend and you're probably looking forward to a nice, just relaxing, low-key couple of days to enjoy your weekends. So I just want to talk about some little things that we can do to find like that true inner peace. Okay. Just a few little things that I want to help you guys with. Okay. Because the truth is life has you in the arena and you've taken some punches. Okay. Along the way. Absolutely. And I guarantee that there are times that you have felt unsettled by like past events or maybe even things that are coming up. And what happens is like this amount of discomfort, it leads to inner turmoil. And it is absolutely natural to be affected by what's going on around you. I talked to you guys a lot about like not being reactive and just kind of holding on to your peace in a different way, but it is possible to separate how you feel about something from your like inner being, okay, from that calmness, from that peace. And the minute you start letting emotions take constant hold of your soul, this is where life becomes chaotic, and that's where you get lost. So this is where I've, you know, talked to you guys about how important it is to allow yourself to feel emotions, okay? Allow yourself to feel them, but you don't want to become them. You don't want to become them. And the key is to learn what it means to find your own true inner peace, you know, and you can experience the joy of that quietness inside of you by just doing a few simple things, okay? And this is the thing. I say it's very simple, but the challenge is in allowing you, your core desire, to overpower the default mode network that your brain has on repeat, right? So what you have to do is, like, number one, I would say accept your limitations. And I know, as much as you really sometimes feel like the urge to give everything you have to pacify a situation, there may be things that are beyond your ability to resolve. So it's about learning to accept what you can and cannot change. It's okay to not know all the answers. In fact, every time I learn something new, it opens this entire door of how much I really don't know. Like, I don't know shit, okay? I know what I know, but I also know that I don't know a lot of things, and it's okay to not know all of the answers. And instead of allowing things like guilt to eat away at you, you have to feel at peace with the fact that you did everything you could. That's why I say every day that you're showing up as a parent, as a spouse, as an employee, as a sister, as a brother, as whatever it is you're doing in this life, okay? You give the best you can without killing yourself, within your limitations, within your boundaries, and just know that you did everything you could. And there's always room to push yourself a little harder, but we're not trying to get burnt out, okay? Because there's not a gold star for suffering. I work with this guy. He's incredible. I mean, he is a hard-ass worker. He's a great people person, needs to be running his own restaurant. But I watch him in a way where he refuses to set these boundaries. And I don't think that he's come to the realization that people are going to take everything that you're going to give, and it won't stop. There's never going to be a part of anyone saying, oh, wow, I think you're just doing too much. No, he's clearly taken advantage of. And, you know, it is hard to watch someone that you really think is awesome to just not set those boundaries, right? It's very important, you guys. There's no gold star for suffering. That's not your job here. Another thing that I really think is important when you're looking for that peace and just that comfort to feel really good is that you're keeping your conscience clear. Nobody promised that life would be a bed of roses. As long as you act according to what your conscience dictates, absolutely, you can hold your head high and be proud of your actions. I think that's very important, that we are making decisions that are very in alignment with our core ethics, our core values, and that heaviness that you sometimes carry around with you, it's unnecessary. Especially when you know that you haven't hurt anyone on purpose. And if you've accepted the part you play in the outcome of any situation, acknowledge it out in the open, and then we move on. The more honest you are with other people, the easier it is to be honest with yourself. The next thing I think is really important is that you are exhibiting kindness. Like, try this, and I want you to just genuinely take note of the outcome before every interaction with someone else. I want you to remind yourself to be kind, because at the end of the day, you're going to be surprised at how much more peaceful you feel. And I know this seems like a dumb thing, but it's real. If you are intentionally just nice to people without any expectations, without any, you know, nothing, just knowing out of the depths of your soul that you're genuinely just going to be nice, like, you will feel really good at the end of the day. Basic courtesies like please and thank you, they really go a long way. So, you know, start using these and see how it makes you feel. And every opportunity you have, help someone in need. It doesn't matter what it is they need, just even time or resources. You start to feel like you've completed a part of life's mission, like you're stepping into your purpose. And you have to appreciate your blessings. And I know that this happens. Unfortunately, in life, some desired achievements may elude you. And at times like this, you have to take a moment to look at what you've actually attained and received. The extent of those blessings could probably surprise you. That saying that the grass is greener on the other side is probably true, but everything isn't always as it seems either. So instead of bemoaning what you haven't achieved, consider what you already have. And doing this will help bring you to a place where you feel more content with your life. And I mean, you guys, if we're going to wrap this up in a pretty little package for you today, true inner peace comes from being sincerely happy with who you are and what you have in this moment. And those are who you are. That's the biggest thing you have control over. And you got to remember that there are always people who will yearn for what you have. Okay. That should tell you that you really have a lot. Contentment, being happy with what you have, that is the key to true inner peace. I love you, babies. I will see you next week.